You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. One of the biggest stories to emerge from the midterm elections, the so-called pink wave, female candidates who won important victories across the country. That's especially true here in Michigan, where the list of victorious women include Governor-elect Gretchen Whitmer, who we heard earlier in this show. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes has been thinking about how these Michigan Democratic women are helping partially rebuild the blue wall. Daniel, what did Michigan voters say Tuesday? What happened?
Well, I think there's a lot of things going on here. One is I do think there is a female backlash to the Trump era. I don't think there's any question about that. Two, I think in several of these races, I think the women candidates were the stronger candidates, frankly. And I think you could start at the top of the ticket. Gretchen Whitmer ran a better campaign. It resonated more with people. It was more focused on the future than on the past. I was always uncomfortable with Bill Schuette trying to channel Jennifer Granholm and kind of suggest that Gretchen Whitmer would be Granholm too. Now, I can understand why he would do that. I don't think it resonates. I certainly don't think it resonates now after we've had 2 years of Donald Trump and a lot of the ways in which he treats women, both publicly and from what we understand privately.
Well, in fact, Bill Schuette, right from the very beginning, he basically, you know, tied himself to the mast of the SS Trump. He never wavered from that.
Exactly right.
Didn't work for him. Also didn't work for Lena Epstein in the 11th.
No, and though I've heard a story recently that she went to an editorial board of a newspaper here in the Southeast Michigan and through the entire interview with the editorial board read from talking points. So here is a businesswoman supposed to be very smart and self-possessed who was really not in command of a lot of the issues. And I think that's one of the lessons here is you put up good candidates, you got a much better chance that you're going to prevail. The other thing, too, is I think that some of the arguments that were being put forth by people like Bill Schuette were not resonating with voters. It's telling to me that a lot of business groups came out and supported Gretchen Whitmer, starting with, for example, the Chamber and the Chamber's PAC and the Detroit Regional Chamber. I think that was a couple things going on there. One is a finger in the wind. They figured she was going to win, so let's back the winner. But also, I saw other business groups that were saying, when you vote, ask what these candidates are going to do. And one of the questions is, are they going to support user fees to sustainably fix the roads in Michigan? Are they going to invest more into education? Now, there's a lot of people on the right side of the aisle who hear those things, and all they think about is tax increase, and we don't want it, we don't want it, we don't want it.
So it's reflexive.
Exactly. But the problem I think a lot of voters have come to is that in 8 years of Republican control, you have educational attainment in Michigan across the state, not just in urban areas, but across the state in suburban areas and wealthy suburban areas, is plummeting. Michigan's educational performance is getting worse and worse. In a lot of senses, you could make the argument that we're going sideways and other people are getting better. But as a result, you're getting farther and farther behind. Same thing with the roads. My point is, there's a lot of things that just aren't getting fixed in the last 8 years. I think there's a lot of reasons for that. I don't think it's just, I think there's a lot of gridlock. There is a memory of Democratic governance prior to the Snyder years in which we were not also fixing some of those problems. And if you start to look at charts, as I have in preparing for some of this stuff, a lot of what this decline didn't begin in 2010. It began in the year 2000. And we've economically been pulling out of it. And the final thing that needs to be said is this governor is going to inherit the best economy in 20, 30, 40 years in the state. I think that poses a lot of risk. Remember, Jennifer Granholm came to office and was in office when there was a lot of national economic sideways and decline.
To say the least.
To say the least, right? And was that her fault? No, it was not her fault. And frankly, you could make the argument that a lot of what happened, the macroeconomic environment that helped Michigan during the Snyder years, that wasn't Rick Snyder. It was the national economic environment. It was a long bull market in the stock market. There were a lot of things that were going on that had nothing to do with who was in the office in Lansing. But the challenge for a governor is, what kind of policies do you pursue that improve the state's performance in those environments, whether it's a negative environment or a positive environment?
So when Gretchen Whitmer clearly scored big with voters with her promise to fix the damn roads, we know she's working with a GOP-controlled legislature. As you said just now, Rick Snyder is a Republican, and he couldn't really get it done. What lessons can be taken from Governor Jennifer Granholm's dealings with a Republican legislature that we could learn from and apply now as Gretchen Whitmer prepares to work with a Republican-led legislature?
Well, for one thing, Governor Granholm had, you know, was involved often in a lot of budget brinksmanship with the Senate Majority Leader, who just lost, Mike Bishop, who lost his bid to be reelected to Congress. I think that's one thing for sure, is you've got to recognize that things got to get accomplished. A lot of this begins with leadership. You can, I think, function in a bipartisan basis if you can find common ground and stake it out and move towards it. I wouldn't say that this is doomed from the start. Remember, too, that the Democrats have picked up some seats in the Senate and in the House. The majority is not as strong for the Republicans as it had been in the past. And frankly, I think she's going to have the bully pulpit. Everybody knows what the situation is with the roads. Everybody should know, because Lord knows we've been talking about it and the media's been writing about it for years about educational attainment in Michigan. It's just not working. It doesn't matter if it's a Democrat or a Republican, it's not getting fixed. And we're doing this collectively to our kids. I mean, it's embarrassing if you ask me. And I think she's got that bully pulpit and she should use it certainly next year.
And partially rebuilding that blue wall. What will that mean or could it mean to Michigan?
Well, I'm very taken by the fact that here we have the four states that essentially delivered Donald Trump to the White House. Three of them elected Democratic governors in this cycle. Scott Walker got beat. His luck ran out, having survived so many challenges, recalls, and various other things. He got beat in Wisconsin. Pennsylvania reelected the Democratic governor. Ohio did elect a Republican to replace John Kasich, and the Republicans held on to both houses down there. I think here in Michigan, I'm not at all surprised that this is kind of the direction that they're headed. I would not be surprised if the state goes blue, certainly in 2 years for the next presidential nominee.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. Daniel, thanks so much.
Thank you.